I'm gonna get your ass some emergency.
You got a little shot of. You got a little packet.
I might got a little packet of some emergency. Man, a bitch got so tired. I'm sick now, Jesus. I can't even laugh good on the mic like I want to. Just like, goddamn.
Golly. They done got you, huh?
They done got me,
white
bitch.
White supremacists in your throat.
All up in my throat. I spent the week with the young people. And let me tell you something.
Revolutionary Mucinex commercials on the way.
They're like, just so you know that what we share here is special.
Hey, white devil, you gonna get up out of this nostril pathway. You jive turkey. The little mucus. It's gonna be like old leather-wearing Mucinex with an afro.
Yes.
It's gonna be a black peel.
Wait, no, the person who removes... I can't even follow this train of thought. I get what you're saying, though. But I wanted to give a special shout-out to all the young people who were here in D.C. for Advocates for Youth Urban Retreat. They are... There's something very special to come across people under the age of 18 or under the age of 25 who are already along on the path of being who they are. Mm. It feels, and I know that the spaces that we create like this weekend, you can't engage with these young people without making changes yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what I will say is my big takeaway from this week. Is I think about how long I've been working at my organization and how many retreats I've gone to purely for the young people, right? Mm. And how they literally push you to do more than what you're currently doing.
Man, you know my nigga sick when she done got serious before the beat.
Man, you understand?
Like, my nigga is like, you know what I really like about being with young people?
I
got
love
the dog on stern, solemn ass. And you know what I believe from my core, that Oprah voice.
Yes.
That if we support the young people, we too can get free.
That's all
because
I'm saying.
Because supporting them helps us support ourselves, beloved.
Black future.
Ayala.
Black futures.
La Vontaine's voice on y'all ass before the beat drop.
I'm not even
ready to be there yet.
Here's what my spirit has told me. Shout out to the young people out here who are making it happen for the niggas, okay?
Shout out to y'all. And, you know, I ain't seen y'all in 2 weeks. So I'm trying to be like, what y'all doing? What's been up? What y'all... shit.
We see y'all now.
What y'all got to eat?
Right. But yeah, those are our people. That's my whole point.
All of them.
All of them are literally like, we fucks with you. So I just wanted to give a special shout out, especially for young folks like Mariah, who has literally been there since day one that the mixtape dropped. And is just telling me in this space that her and her mom listened to the mixtape. And I literally thought, man, like, this is exactly who I want to be talking to. And then some. I just love the Black Joy Jubilee and all its age groups.
All of them.
Every last one of them.
You know, coworkers listening to it. Just all types of just
family members.
Chosen, blood family, all that. Just out here listening to it.
Just supporting the dream.
On the speakers, loud. Like, white people have no self-control. Just booming.
Boom through the radio system.
From the 808, you know?
Amen.
So, yeah.
This is Amber J. Phillips, the High Priestess of Black Joy.
And this is Shaz King and Asai.
And you are listening to the Black Joy Mixtape.
Shawty text me saying that she got some pressure. Not no gas, but her man who work at Checkers. We still beef about boys, baby girl, you gotta do better. Saying I want her man's way, no, never. He must think we crazy. What's your deal? Let's be real. What's the deal?
So, anywho, I'm gonna make some more ACA brews of turmeric and apple cider vinegar to help push me through, Jesus. Release me, God.
They was talking at work about the new enrollment, and I'm just like, Lord, what does all this mean? I don't totally get it. But, you know, get y'all some health insurance out here, because, you know, make sure you're doing thorough research about your health insurance. I don't know what they plan on doing.
Girl.
Down there. But you still deserve to get the care that you need, you know, investing in, you know, See if your community got a doula, got a couple witches or something for you.
Take your vitamins, niggas.
Take your vitamins. Make
about
sure
to get
you,
cold.
You got turmeric. Make sure you got your scarves. You know, your woolly socks.
Your alloy.
You know.
All that stuff.
Alloy. You mean aloe vera? Or like wheels? Alloy.
Yeah, aloe vera.
Aloe.
What did I say?
Alloy.
I told y'all I'm sick. You better keep this going. Goddamn. Because that ain't the only word I'm going to fuck up today.
Get you some boysenberry. What's that? Elderberry syrup.
Listen, if it grows out of the ground, I'm trying to put it in my system, bitch. I'm just convinced that anything that's a weed or a plant that I can boil that bitch or steep it in some hot water and slap it across my chest, Jesus.
Some eucalyptus. I don't know what all you got to tie to
peppermint
your shower
oil,
head.
Goddamn. Purify me. I was reading, listening to my horoscope today, and it was like, you're being purified. All right. Saturn is leaving this house or whatever the fuck y'all be talking about. I'm just trying to learn about what I can do to better my life, Jesus. That's it. It's almost the end of the year. We got to finish strong. Mm-hmm. But that's why we're here at Black Joy Mixtape. We missed y'all last week, though.
But we did.
I was working.
Man, them paid jobs getting away sometimes.
Whew, fiscal sponsors.
You know, just messing up the schedule and stuff.
Right, but we have such a good show for y'all today. Also, I want to encourage a spirit, a collective community of live tweeting. Or you know what? How about this? Every Friday, even if you listen to the Black Joy Mixtape on Friday, or some of y'all are Sunday listeners, lots
Mondays.
Of you are Mondays.
Love Saturday y'all. Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings with the sweeper, you know, cleaning up, listening to us talk our shit. But every Friday, if you could just hit the hashtag with that new mixtape out.
Black Joy Mixtape.
Hashtag Black Joy Mixtape. And give us your favorite gift. Let's really welcome people on Fridays. So even if you aren't listening to the mixtape that day, you need to really jumpstart your Black Friday off.
Black Joy Fridays.
Come on, somebody.
Black Joy Mixtape drops.
Just
your
give
fave
us
news and politics podcast back again. You
back
know?
Again.
Black Joy Mixtape. Hashtag. All day.
Just let me see what y'all got, because also I get some of my great meme ideas from the Black Joy Jubilee. So keep that up, guys. So anywho, Jasmine, you ready?
White people have no self-control.
Goddamn, goddamn.
All right, so $700 billion. Okay, so the Senate overwhelmingly backed sweeping policy bill to pump $700 billion into the military.
Billion.
According to the Chicago Tribune, U.S. armed forces are on track for a budget greater than any time during the decade, plus wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Lord.
Senators passed the legislation for $700 billion into the military by an overwhelming vote of 89-8 on Monday. The measure authorizes $700 billion in military spending for the fiscal year that begins October 1st, expands U.S. missile defenses in response to North Korea's growing quote-unquote hostility, and refuses to allow excess military bases to be closed.
Y'all, listen, I don't know how many other ways we can tell y'all we about to go to war.
Yes, and they would rather spend money on said wars than infrastructure to making sure that people have, you know, lights, clean water.
Where are the jobs?
Making sure that the people who work these jobs live in communities that aren't hostile to them. Like, their ecosystems aren't hostile to them. Have the ability to cool off, you know, when storms form in the ocean. When they
right.
go back out there, they don't get strength because the ocean is too warm to slow that motherfucker down. So they would rather pump more infrastructure into the military than actual, like, things that help serve communities.
Right.
So speaking of the military, the local municipal military, I mean the police... in St. Louis are refusing to accept that they are not entitled to take the lives of Black people, nor should they be allowed to get away with it. So real ones, trill ones are out here demanding justice after police officer Jason Stokely was acquitted of first-degree murder and armed criminal action after he murdered Anthony Lamar Smith back in 2011, and a recording device inside his vehicle captured the officer saying, quote, he was going to kill the driver, and don't you know it.
He literally said it before proceeding to kill the driver, but got an acquittal.
And a few weeks ago, we're telling you about a police officer trying to de-escalate a situation with a white woman, saying, don't you remember we kill only Black people?
Y'all want us to trust the police for everything else but what they're actually saying. They're on hot mics saying that they are killing us, that they are actively participating in our deaths. So I don't know what else you all want from us. Like, we have to talk about what it means to dismantle this system, because even over the last week, there was a student who was over the Gay Student Alliance at Georgia Tech who was shot by the police. But they're white, but they're also queer. So the police are literally taking that step to decide who's innocent, who's guilty, who deserves to live, and who doesn't. And y'all told us it is our constitutional right to be judged up into that.
To get a trial.
To get a fucking trial.
I'm not here to get justice on the street. Like, what are you talking
about?
That's
a whole new training program, bitch.
You, and so, okay, let's continue. So, Real Ones, Trill Ones protesting on Sunday. The police are bragging to reporters about arresting 80 people rather than being accountable and being better to the St. Louis community, who is simply frustrated by the lack of police accountability. So they knocked over some flower pots, trash cans, girl, and newspaper stands, and threw some rocks. But that it was more
y'all
important
killed
to
somebody.
Y'all killed somebody.
And
you want to arrest them, so you want to criminalize
who's more dangerous to St.
Who
Louis?
Are doing nonviolent. Like, let's face it, this little bit of property is not people, okay? Like, y'all would rather have justice served for people who are frustrated by your bad behavior,
right,
your trash procedures, your lack of accountability or care for the lives and people in this community. So then the police chief, petty ass, and we don't mean petty in a good way. I don't know if I even want to use the word petty, because you don't deserve.
The police chief's white supremacist ass.
The white supremacist police chief says, quote, I'm proud to tell you the city of St. Louis is safe, not from the police. That's a quote from Jasmine, allegedly. He goes on to say, and the police own tonight. This is
okay,
Lawrence
girl.
O'Toole.
Is this a fucking...
This is a bar fight or something. We own
our
it.
Turf. This is the fight club, ugh, bitch.
Lawrence O'Toole, the actor... Oh, that's a great name, O'Toole. The acting chief told reporters, and later, quote, we're in control. This is our city, and we're going to protect it.
From the people of the city, or...
From y'all.
Because the people protesting are citizens of this here city.
Basically, the white supremacists had a problem with the fact that protesters were chanting, whose streets, our streets. Because it's true. Police are servants to the public. Y'all said y'all was public servants.
It's on your badge.
It's right there.
You have to wear a uniform so that we can identify you when we need service.
And they need to be regarded and conduct themselves as the servants that they are, rather than trying to figure out how they can one up and murder and get away with doing harm to our communities, including their own. And ain't that what you was talking about, Amber, earlier? Like,
yeah, white people are dying at the hands of the police, too.
The book
like,
ain't
all the
stopping.
Time. The police are killing, they killing everybody out here, y'all. And all I'm saying is the fact that there's such pushback to, don't, do y'all want, I don't, I have, do y'all want to kill people? Because I thought that's what you were trying to avoid. You're trying to send people to jail so that justice can be served. You're not morticians. You're not the author and the finisher, boos. You're here to protect communities, like you said. To me, it's just...
to be accountable to communities.
I don't understand the pushback if what we know is that the point is for them to come home and for them to not take any lives. This is like if firefighters were out here killing people. We would be shocked if they were just deciding to leave people who they didn't fuck with in burning buildings.
Mm-hmm. But that would mean you would have to dismantle this entire system. Especially the police, but because the police is supposed to protect particular communities, specifically particular communities' property. Mm-hmm. And it's not about actually serving or protecting people like us, because at one point we were, at some point, people's communities' property.
Right.
Whole ass people
and
were
they
that.
Just haven't made that transition.
And they yet. Haven't transitioned from that. And they won't transition from that. And when people are protesting, and the reason why Black Joy Mixtape has to recount or tell y'all what's happening in St. Louis in this way, because all the news media is so adamant about calling protesters violent rather than talking about how violent this language is. That the police chief, why is a police chief sending out goddamn sub tweets in the middle of a press conference? You know why? Because that's what his president is doing.
Right. Creating policy. Them
fighting words.
Right.
So then you got on multiple levels. So if the federal government is willing to spend $700 billion on military infrastructure, how much are these states, these municipalities spending on military infrastructure for people who aren't even supposed to be quote-unquote military? And that's why the infrastructure in places, this is why places are flooding. So that brings us what's going on around global warming. Mm. Because we're spending so much money on this military infrastructure globally. Because we're spending so much money on harming and exploiting the environment. Rather
apartments
than,
in the Trump Towers for Secret Service.
Rather than investing on infrastructure. So making sure that cities don't flood. Making sure that people have access to blood, making sure that people have access to food right. in times of crisis. So right now, powerful 7.1 earthquake rocked central Mexico on Tuesday, collapsing homes and bridges across hundreds of miles, with the death toll climbing at 225 and over 1,000 injuries. Then there's Hurricane Maria that has left 100% of the island of Puerto Rico without power.
100% of the island.
100%
power. Y'all, we got to talk about infrastructure.
Florida, still without power. Irma is old news at this point, and people are still sitting without power. Island St. Croix, Guadalupe, like, people are dying in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Dominica, St. Croix. This is just after, again, Hurricane Irma hit Florida, still without power and damage to the Caribbean. And Puerto Rico was also hit by Irma. Like, places are being forever changed. The earthquake in Mexico, also, there was a smaller earthquake near L.A. Like,
our globe is, like, the actual earth is being like, listen.
Equilibrium. I need
y'all
balance.
Need to innovate around how to keep me from heating up and cooling down too quickly, too high in either direction. Innovate. We have our fucking computers on our wrists, and we still are like resisting solar energy. We're still resisting stopping to frack. We're resisting all these things that are literally going to serve us in ways that the military will not serve us, in ways that the local police will not serve us. This is worthy of our attention.
It's worthy. And also, like, demanding more from these people who are quote unquote rich, are well, not just
building
rich,
companies
wealthy,
and destroying our earth.
Multi-million and billion and trillionaires are actively working against the notion of climate change,
right,
so that they can make more money. And these are the same people who demand us to go to work every day, but won't even make sure that we have the proper infrastructure during like these natural disasters that their toxic companies are causing to make sure that people can still get to work.
White people, get
so,
it together.
So like, let's think about this for real, in a real way. Even if you don't call yourself a Marxist, like, and I don't even consider myself a Marxist, but if the workers are the ones being harmed, are usually the ones in harm's way on these natural disasters, what is the responsibility of their employers to make sure that they don't have to deal with as much harm?
Right.
Because literally, we are in a position where our government doesn't even have the infrastructure. At some point, this government will not have the infrastructure to support the mass damage that's headed our way.
No lies told.
Like,
and this is why we keep saying, like, white people is, none of y'all are going to avoid this.
And y'all ain't gonna get rich. Y'all ain't gonna see that kind of wealth. So,
never.
Like, y'all can't be out here talking about you can't be raising taxes off what you might get. Like, y'all,
or talking
it's
about
your
black
duty.
Lives don't matter. All these things connect.
All of them connect. And we gotta get ourselves, like, we gotta orient ourselves into thinking more about what we deserve and what people globally, what our cousins globally deserve. Because people, there's also, this is what causes refugee crises as well. Because people start locking down their borders like us. Where are these people supposed to go?
Right.
For reprieve.
So that's white folks this week, y'all. They're the worst. Yeah, we just need to make some changes. So, Jasmine.
Man, the Cool Color Colorblind Collective.
The Cool Color Colorblind is in their fall cookies and meet and greets. And, you know, Kevin Hart had to show up to be like, just in case I wasn't in here already, I would like to renew my membership. I know I was actually in this motherfucker a month ago, but y'all really didn't have time because y'all were doing the Lord's work, really telling black people what's happening, coming at their neck policy-wise.
Kevin got his initiation paperwork in the mail for the Cool Colorblind Collective. Got on the internet, on the Instagram, like, I don't know why you sent this to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy. I'm not cheating.
Look at my wedding photos.
Just propaganda.
Right.
I'm starring in the real life version of Why Did I Get Married?
My rib!
3 with Ludacris.
My rib! That's my rib. Oh, God.
Look at us now.
Literally, black people are now.
Propaganda.
Black people are now using the terminology my rib. Don't even know that it's scripture based. Just saying the shit. Because Kevin Hart just said the shit about this lovely young woman who. Whatever. Kevin Hart is out here. Kevin Hart and y'all. That's all we got for you. We all know Kevin Hart's a cheater. He's done several stand-up comedy specials.
He's proud
about
of,
the shit.
Proud
said he cheated. He didn't give a fuck.
Yep.
But what we also have to remember, what Beyonce has also told us, is no one is immune to these fuckboys being fuckboys. Until these black men deal with their trauma, there's no avoiding cheating. And it's not someone, some boys will be boys type shit. It's on some patriarchy loves to stay in power. So patriarchy will do what it needs to do in order to stay there. So to get back into the fucking headline, we all know Kevin Hart is a cheater. So over the week, Kevin Hart released, I was so glad when I saw this video on Instagram, girl, I was just drinking my tea at the same time. Kevin Hart released a video stating, I'm not going to allow.
Man, Kay,
here's what's not going to happen.
I was so mad. I was like, listen to this nigga.
What happened now? I saw the video. I'm like, oh, so them videos were true.
Slow talking.
We caught you.
Quiet as a mouse in that motherfucker.
We caught Kevin Hart parking lot pimping after getting his life with this young woman. He said, I'm not going to allow a person to have financial gain off of my mistakes. says who. And in this particular situation, that is what was attempted. Seems like you're avoiding here, Kevin. Ooh. He said, I'd rather fess up to my mistakes.
Wait, didn't you have that opportunity already?
Wasn't that a month ago when you could have said, hey, yeah, I fucked up.
So you draw the line when somebody say you owe me a check for that dry ass sex you gave me last. I done got the sick and shut in started. Oh.
That's me hollering laughing, but I can't, y'all. And this young woman is like, I'm a victim too, because one, I don't even know how them cameras got in our bedroom. You know, I believe her. Shit. Who cares? My overall point around this, y'all, I know y'all think someone told me I need to pray for Kevin Hart and his family. You're right. I need to pray for his family. Because what I know about black women in our pregnancies is that we're most likely not to carry our children to term or have them die early because just the effects of racism on black women's body during pregnancy. We're the only country in the world whose infant mortality rates are rising.
Yep.
So this is already a stressful environment, is my point.
It's stressful as fuck.
And also, listen, black men, y'all, if you can't keep your word or your promises to these relationships, what you also can't require from the women that you are cheating with is for them to have sex with you in secrecy. Maybe in private if that's what you agree to, but from what I hear, lots of you niggas aren't good on consent anyway. Mm-mm. Black women in films are not required to have sex with you in secrecy, and here's why. Secrecy around our sexual activities leads to us not getting tested, leads to us not telling the truth about intimate partner violence and sexual assault when we have sex with powerful men or people who don't respect us.
We don't call the police.
We don't call the police on your ass. So you telling me you're gonna have sex with me, deny it, maybe didn't call back, maybe didn't respond how you were supposed to respond.
And then you're gonna forward my mixtape demo to whomever. I saw you in the pictures with Timbaland.
Where you were supposed to pass on my bio.
You were supposed to do that. And you didn't.
So here we are. And y'all have done a lot worse.
And this is scale. Like, the reason why Kevin Hart can feel so entitled to get on IG and start talking about how somebody's trying to threaten his life and his livelihood is because y'all actually believe that as well. Like, it's a lot of cis black men feeling like black films are out to get them or out to tear them down, when really the initial whatever y'all relationship was, y'all stay in some stuff. Like, y'all stay being this became a transactional relationship the moment you said, I'm not looking for nothing from you. Like, y'all require people not to have feelings. You require people not to act like they don't have feelings for you. You require them to, like you said, keep it secret, keep it low key, you know, just all these rules. But then when somebody requires their coin in return, or some says, fucking respect. That's what I'm saying. Somebody requires you to put some respect on a name. You like, whoa, how dare you?
You're making me a victim. No. I'm actually requiring you to do something out of this interaction.
Like, you made it transactional.
Niggas is gonna hate hearing this. I can you already feel it.
You are making it transactional. You are plotting. You are defining the term.
And that shit, like, I don't think they understand, like, how often that's happening, specifically to black women and women of color. Literally, everyone is getting gain off of our bodies, off of our minds, off of all these things. And at no point, and at every point, society requires us to say nothing. And we're not even allowed to name where our hurt is coming from.
Like, Tori Hart is literally telling y'all in real time, I'm being disrespected, but y'all still talking about how bitter she is, whether they're honoring the fact that this man is talking about how proud he is
to have cheated on her
and has used her as the punchline of his jokes that we all have laughed at.
Right.
The fact that Tori Hart gets in the comments. Now, I understand it's your anniversary. You want to honor the fact that you've been with this man for 8 years and you've been married everyone. But this woman's coming in the comments saying, whoa, doing the math, I was still married to this person. Just say, girl, you know he was still cheating. It's public record. You don't have to play along. You don't have to do this. Live in honesty. You don't have to be shamed. And like that shame is getting us killed, right. Y'all.
Y'all can women, y'all can talk about whatever it is you're going through. Please do.
He's still gonna be with you, I promise you, if you just tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Live your lives, y'all.
Yes, please, please go into that part. We don't have to
behave.
The second we take marriage out as a marker of success, we are allowed to build the lives that we actually want for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, who you are is just more important.
Your goal is to be the happiest you want to be. You want to fall in love with somebody that allows you to fall deeper in love with yourself.
With yourself.
That's what Eartha Kitt said. And the thing is, if marriage happens, like, yes, that is one marker that somebody is allowing me to fall in love deeper in love with myself every day. But that is not the end goal. That is not the pinnacle or the height of your happiness, of your destiny, of your joy.
Even if you want babies, shit,
that is,
we've seen plenty of people raise children by themselves and in communities with people who aren't the father of those children.
Because guess what, those children will also grow up and they will move on and they will go on with their lives, and you will still be with who? Yourself. So like, you can't just keep on, we cannot continue to perpetuate this behavior where we put everybody above and in front of ourselves, because we are the longest with ourselves and we deserve to be as healthy and whole as we can possibly be.
As you fly as high as you can. And there's no way you can tell me you're flying while having to deal with someone who does not trust you enough to be honest with
you. Doesn't trust you enough to hold them when they are being insecure.
Right.
This person is like, this person is publicly talking about how I'm your real, but you can't even look me in the eye and say, I can't just be with you.
Right.
I need to be with other people. Like, you don't even trust me. You don't even allow me to. That is betrayal, because you're not even allowing me to consent. Right. Now, we always talking about consent in the context of sex, but consent doesn't stop there.
No.
Because when you out here not giving people full information, you are not allowing them to fully consent in any situation. And people deserve to consent at all levels, at all times.
And if that's not the person you can have those conversations with, then don't bring them into your bullshit.
Do something else.
Do something else with your time.
Why, Netflix always got a new show.
Just
Trader Joe's got snacks.
There's a whole website just to meet up and do new things. Groupon, stay with a special, bitch. Black men, go learn something about yourself. Read a book by a black woman you ain't read before. Figure out how to properly eat pussy.
Stop being proud of the fact that you're not eating pussy. Because you dumb. Because you are also admitting that you are forfeiting my orgasm. Because
I need.
Whack.
I just wear
in
your,
the conversation.
Wear your crowns, kings. Do your healing. Get to your 13th studio album before you're fucking 50.
And don't be the fool in the damn photo ops for the promotion or the low-key promotion for this album project. You in the propaganda. You messing up Jay-Z, still shaking hands laughing with you.
I bet Jay-Z just wants to call up Kevin Hart and Jesse Williams and be like, why ain't you niggas in the interviews, we asked you, was you involved in some bullshit? And you all said no. Now you all over sprinkling my shit with just lies. I'm trying to tell a narrative.
I'm trying to apologize.
I apologize.
I'm thanking God for voodoo. I'm doing my work. I'm praising Blue. I'm praising everybody in my house.
I got twins now, motherfuckers. I was just about to have a viewing party, and now I got cut your ass out of the reel. The fuck?
This is why only Emery gets shout-outs.
And Will Smith. Because Will Smith then told Jada, listen. Jada was like, cool, because guess what?
Guess what? A mama out here, too.
Come on. Anyways, that's why we are giving black. It's so simple. I just want black men to wear their crowns. That's all we say.
And I want black women to not be afraid or continue to hide theirs just to make these black men feel like.
Cut the shit.
Cut it.
Quit. We don't have to do shit for these niggas.
You don't have to hide yourself, dim your light, or whatever you feel you gotta do so this person can feel bigger about themselves. That's their work. That's their responsibility. You're responsible for making sure you keep that motherfucker burning as long as you can. Because guess what? There's a lot of stuff out here trying to burn you out. Hello? And you know this. You know this for a fact. If you talk too loud at work, it's a problem. If you talk too loud outside, it's a problem. On the train, on the plane, over here, over there, on the chair. Like, just... focus on yourself, and I promise you, somebody will always be on your hip.
Amen. And that is why I bet Jemele Hill needed all her energy to fight this week. I bet she ain't dealing with no. If she was dealing with a fuckboy, she ain't dealing with his ass now, trying to keep her career. So that segues us into Black Women the Gods. Come on. So this week in Black Women and Guys, at the top of the hour, goddamn, it goes to Jemele Hill's boss bitch ass, okay? Mm-hmm. Who got in trouble this week for talking and saying factual words when she spoke via Twitter when she called Donald Trump a white supremacist who has surrounded himself with other white supremacists. Where's the lie?
It sounds like a journalist was doing their journalistic duty.
Seems like she could research that and that will check the fuck out.
It sounds like there were no lies told. There was no slander. There are a lot of white supremacists, right. White supremacists affiliated, white supremacists adjacent ass motherfuckers just around. So Think Progress exclusively reported that ESPN had initially tried to keep Hill off the air on Wednesday for the 6 p.m. broadcast last week of SportsCenter, just after Hayden ass out of control ass White House demanded that Jemele Hill be fired.
From the White House press conference room, the White House has concerned themselves with a black girl journalist. Again, we keep telling y'all the White House is attacking journalists. Demanded that she be fired.
Demanded she be fired. This is the same administration. There are a lot of cousins out here who are attacking journalists for asking particular questions. And now we're talking about arresting, or we're talking about firing. Well, journalists have been arrested too.
Here. Yes, arrested, beat up.
So we want to just change, fired. Scare them into not reporting what's actually happening, right? So, two sources close to the situation, this is on Think Progress, told Think Progress that Hill's co-host, Michael Smith, refused to go on the air without Jemele Hill, as did two other black anchors ESPN asked to serve as fill-ins. Eventually, ESPN called Hill back to the studio, and the show went on as usual.
This ain't the motherfucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You just can't switch out the mom mid-season.
And we're going to be cool with that. And just shout out, I just want to say that the reason why it's important for us to talk about how her co-host, Michael Smith, refused to go on air without her, because that's the kind of support that black women need,
right.
As well as we also need the Michael Smiths to echo and yell and repeat in public what their co-host said, which was right.
Right.
Openly affirm them. Don't be afraid, y'all.
And this is something we need to apply in this fucking progressive work, too, because this doesn't just happen to black women who call out white supremacy. This actually happens to black women most times when we talk and take authority in most professional spaces. Mm-hmm. That includes doing our jobs, like making sure things are more inclusive. If that is said, where white people are falling short in organizing, progressive, Democratic organizing spaces.
Girl, that's happening in the state. That's happening in the federal jobs. This is y'all happening to black women.
Right. Y'all belittle the fuck out of black women who talk
at
about
work.
At work. When we leave our offices, there's no telling who's going to catcall us and what kind of way, what the fuck we're experiencing. And then on top of that, we come into our office spaces and know there's a target on our back simply because we talk and we have thoughts. So I urge you all, especially those of you who are not black, cis, or trans women, how are you making black women's life easier? in the workplace, in the grocery store, wherever.
Protect black women.
Protect the fuck out. Defend black women. And when everywhere. You hear a black woman say something of importance in a meeting space to which she already had to overcome anxiety of being able to speak her truth in that space, don't wait until the meeting is over to say, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Say so in the moment. Make sure people aren't getting fired or terrible ass 90-day reviews because white people are fucking sensitive.
Check on black women in all spaces. Kanika Jackson, for instance, if somebody yes. would have checked on and or protected they her, we wouldn't girl. Have that mystery. We have a whole ass mystery happening right now because people aren't making sure that black women are all right at all times.
They're watching the fucking video camera laughing as this girl stumbles around that hotel. Nobody got up out of their seat to check on her. That's the real tragedy.
That's the real tragedy.
Her life could have been saved if anybody looked at her and saw her worth fucking saving.
Somebody worth going in. Now, the police, security guards always stopping people any other time.
Any other time. But this is funny. Because it's a young black girl. She's drunk.
And yeah, all of this is related. Like, when we see Jemele Hill, when people are demanding for her to be fired, they are saying, you are not worthy of humanity. You are not worthy of doing your job as a journalist, even when you own your off time. The thing is, Jemele Hill is not owned by ESPN.
No.
Just to be clear.
She's doing ESPN a fucking favor.
She is, whenever she is on the clock, that's when she is indebted to ESPN. Now, if she was out here talking about harming whole populations, if she was talking about taking the health care of millions of people, if she was talking about, I don't know, taking away environmental protections that make sure that people have clean air, if she was actively speaking about like preserving race, just let it figure it out, like endorsing eugenics subtly, like then we would have a problem. But that's actually what's happening on the other side. And the other side is not in his administration. When they're making a big stink about people needing to be fired and all that other stuff, that's smoke and mirrors. Because they're actually ones that need to be fired. White supremacists need to be fired.
That's a fireable offense.
That is a fireable offense.
Defend black women.
At all costs. Because if we don't start protecting them, like, how are we going to, like, we're just the first to go, baby. And that's why it's so important for organizations, all types of people, to be solidly behind black women.
Whatever they need.
So, for instance, the Miss Foundation for Women released a report this week called, quote, Centering Black Women, Girls, Nonconforming People, and Femmes in Campaigns for Expanding Sanctuary and Freedom Cities. So this report calls for the expansion of sanctuary policies at the local level to center black women and gender nonconforming people in a new report. Organizations like BYP 100 and Mijente banded together with support from MIST to call for, quote, expanded sanctuary, and groups like the Black Alliance for Just Immigration have called for the creation of freedom cities by pursuing a policy agenda.
So sanctuary cities are a new initiative, especially after this administration when we had the elimination of DACA and just targets on immigrants' backs, for cities to be very clear on who they're protecting. So sanctuary cities are places, for example, or sanctuary schools, which is trying to be expanded, where cities like mayors are making the determination that they will not hand immigrants or undocumented folks over to the state, that they will work to protect them and make sure people are safe, essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, all cities should fucking be sanctuary cities, but nevertheless.
Right. And refusing to turn over documents of undocumented people, just not working with the federal or local authorities to
using the full extent of their power and the laws to protect people.
Yeah.
Which we have talked about this a lot. Like, it's no longer going to be acceptable for us to just say, like, well, we're not able to do that. Mm-hmm. No, we got to get creative with our grant dollars. We need to get creative with our 501c3 statuses in order to really make sure that we're protecting people.
And really demand what we want. point. So rather than just saying that we are providing people with sanctuary, what these folks are demanding with support of Miss Foundation is a freedom city. So this agenda will include the elimination of school-based arrests, criminal penalties for traffic stops, racial profiling, quotas for tickets and arrests, and deprioritizing enforcement of low-level poverty and survival-related and drug-related offenses. So stop, you know, finding reasons to arrest people is one good way to get to a freedom city. Another way, eliminate or mitigate contact between criminalized immigrant communities and immigration authorities. So when immigrants are or undocumented people are caught up in some really minor offenses, don't call ICE. No criminalizing information sharing or collaboration between municipal institutions, included but not limited to police and federal immigration authorities. Just chill. It ain't worth it. Basically. Divestment of funds from policing, criminalization, and militarization. And reallocation into housing, jobs, accessible public education, mental health, and drug treatment services and health care. Stuff that you actually need. Rather than the police who are celebrating, you know, really owning the night
or whatever they talking about.
An expansion of workers' rights. So freedom cities or sanctuaries cannot happen in isolation if people do not have full access to programs that perpetuate their thriving.
Like domestic workers who are not protected, like sex workers who are not protected, as well as undocumented workers who are not protected.
As well as children in the school system who are not protected.
So, yeah, sounds like a noble cause to me. I look forward to this. Everyone sign on, especially if you made a big-ass fuss about DACA. So moving right along under Black Women of God, shout out to all the folks who are in Miss Foundation for helping to really center and fund those demands from folks like BYP 100 and Mahinte. I just want to give it up. Man, I just love this. This is my boo right here. Lena Waite is the first Black queer woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing, y'all.
Ashe.
Lots of folks won. You know, Donald Glover, shout out to you. Ava, shout out to you. But this one felt very, very special, especially because even if you don't want to watch all of Master of None, I really urge you to watch the Thanksgiving episode, because it's peak Blackness. One motherfucking Angela Bassett is in it.
Yeah.
A Black woman smoking Newports is in it. A coming out story is in it. And New Edition is played during the episode. And it's beautiful, brilliant storytelling about how Black families can respond when their children come out to them. And how at the end of the day, when Lena, I think she tells her mom, and then Aziz is like, so did she hug you and tell you everything was going to be okay? And Lena goes, no, this ain't fucking family ties. No, our folks have to process. And I think Black people, there's a lot of misconceptions that Black people can't be taught how to accept queer folks, accept trans folks. And I think we absolutely are worth the try. And I think stories like this and narratives like this encourage us to, even if it's hard, to accept the information that there's space for us to grow, especially because of how much we love our kids.
Honestly.
Which is at the core of the episode.
And yeah, more of those stories, more opportunities for those stories to be told is really important.
Exactly.
They can only be beautifully done because we haven't really seen them in a public way.
Right.
And I just want to just shout out, in addition to Lena Waithe, the Black woman responsible for all the badass, historic, iconic-ass Black natural hair that went down at night. Felicia, yes. Leatherwood.
Just hopping from hotel to hotel with the hot comb, laying edges.
Yeah, she the one who been giving y'all all the styles and Insecure, like she do Issa Rae hair. But apparently, like, Emmys, she doing everybody with natural hair in Hollywood now and then. So she did Lena Waithe's hair. She did Anthony Anderson wife hair. She done did Ryan Caleb's wife hair, like the one who's in This Is
Fingers
Us.
Cramping. She just smelled like pink lotion all goddamn day. That's a real nigga right there.
That's a real doing with you?
She just braided up and retwisting all y'all one night?
We deserve ornate braids. We deserve hairstyles that are older, about as old as the earth itself. You know, like, we just deserve, you know, just a diversity in hair representation as well as our stories.
Amen.
So I'm thankful.
Me too. The moral of the story is, green light and fund more movies, TV series, and narratives written for and by people of color because it creates jobs.
Just all of them. And we deserve skin and hair and looks. Like, we deserve more inspiration for when we out here at the Honey Groove.
Amen. Which we're so excited to bring y'all a very, very special interview with the founder, creator, and
God
of Honey Groove.
Special.
Man, Honey Groove weekend was phenomenal.
Man, I'm still blessed.
A bitch was exhausted but grateful. We go on to talk about Honey Groove, but you know what we miss? We miss talking about Black Femme Brunch.
Black Femme Brunch.
Was a look.
Man, Black Femme Brunch. Shout out to the organizers of Black Femme Brunch, Janae and Josh, just doing wonderful work.
Man, who the food was bussing.
Yeah, we was at the Anacostia Art Center, you know, chilling, drinking bottomless mimosas, bussing it wide open, you know.
Shout out to Malaya, who of course came through and won the motherfucking twerk contest.
Honestly, truly. Really, the twerk spirit was on us all. Like, we talk about Frida on the next episode, but I ain't really talk about, like, the moment when I got on stage prior to that.
Yes.
To twerk, bounce that ass. They say clap us to the front, and I totally just was like, well, I'm going up there. And apparently,
Jasmine roughly translates to clappers in DC lingo. Jasmine, it is a flower and
a bad bitch.
A bad bitch.
Bouncing that ass.
And a form of music.
That was so freeing, y'all. Like, I can't tell y'all how much I love to twerk. Like, I can't wait till y'all see the TED Talk. There's a whole piece in that. Whenever it's coming out,
y'all can tweet them.
TEDx RVA.
Where's our fucking TED
Talk? Where's the Black Joy mixtape?
Where's our TED Talk, bruh? Try not to be mean to y'all, but listen, y'all got a bit.
Look, I'm twerking in public on video before my video explaining the theory and practice of this shit.
The history.
Why am I here?
Hello? Like, where's my TED Talk? I
need legitimacy on me. I need some respect on my name.
It's supposed to be coming out, so don't be harassing them. But, like, you can ask. It's like,
just ask
we
them.
Have already asked if we could spend the night. / where's our TED Talk? Y'all can ask too. That's all I'm saying. Chief's gonna be pissed when he hears this, but
Ted,
guess what?
Too. Tweet Ted and say y'all wanna see the TED Talk on their website.
Be like, where's the Black Joy mixtape TED Talk? We want it. Where is
TEDx
it?
TEDx RVA. Ted, get them too, cause like we kind of want 50 million on that. Like, Black Joy deserves.
If Brene Brown can.
And we look great. Like,
literally look like Zamunda has come back. Bitch, I can't wait. Go ahead and release our shit.
Yeah, so I'm just thankful to be in a place of just trying to work through what they told me I shouldn't be doing out in public. Trying to work through.
White folks is watching.
Any shame, any fear, any, you know. Twerking isn't a guilty pleasure. Like, it bothers me when people talk about twerking as a guilty pleasure when it's literally a part of the fabric of our culture.
I feel guilt for nothing I take pleasure in.
I can't even say the word unapologetic because it's still acknowledging that people require me to apologize, and I have nothing to apologize for.
Nigga,
absolutely
what?
I'm not even acknowledging it.
No, ever.
No.
I'm so excited because, one,
I am boldly me. I am proudly me. I don't have to be unapologetic about being me.
And now, you're approved by Frida. So,
honestly,
Frida said, do it for the big girls.
And that's who I care about.
You did it for the big girls. So now, like, that got to be a resume point right there. That's enough.
Because most of y'all trying to do it for the affiliates of Trump. Quiet as a skip.
So, Jasmine, given the fact that your twerk has been blessed by Big Frida.
Yours too, girl.
Amen.
You know, I just want to say that back in Atlanta a few years ago, we had a little lesson about how to really bounce that ass. And I'm just really glad that lesson came full circle, goddamn.
As a graduate of the Jasmine Twerk class.
They having a film brunch. I'm literally right.
She taught another person such as what I used to be how to twerk, you know? And I thought I couldn't because I thought I had read too many books. But Jasmine said that's exactly why you should bust it open. And, you know, Cecily's been telling me for years I have way too much ass not to know how to bounce it.
The main thing that I try to tell people is we all have our special twerk attributes. We can't be coveting other people's, you know. How your body moves is just how you move.
It's
and
yours.
And if you believe in it enough, I promise you it'll look good no matter what you do.
Somebody gonna like it.
Somebody gonna love it.
What's bringing you black joy this week, Jasmine?
What's bringing me black joy this week is constantly centering the joy, healing, and majesty that is myself, black women in films. Because it's just so much like natural disasters, disasters created by our government, disasters created by our jobs, disasters created by our intimate partners. Like, there's so many things actively and passively trying to take us out. And we just deserve to constantly be in a place to define and serve our own interests. Because otherwise, we really don't have anyone to do that for us. So we have to not only do it for ourselves, but also create and sustain and grow and strengthen communities of people who will do that with us. And we are committed on making sure that we are doing that for ourselves.
Asha, the thing that's bringing me black joy this week is I really love clearly stating what I need and my goals. And either there being a direct yes to them and that just coming to fruition, or getting a no and being okay with like trucking along or making a different ass.
Pivot.
You know, like with this whole Tori Hart thing, like you get to decide. You get to decide where you put your brilliance and your energy. And I've had so many conversations. I think it's because I was at this conference. But just have so many good conversations with folks about what it means to say no to the things that aren't serving us and to say yes to the things that are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I am really sick this week. Like, I have been struggling. So it's really giving me more time to, like, catch up on my Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And I've just been watching I watched a 2011 documentary of Venus and Serena. And I'm just like, they didn't give us no models. They didn't give us... Those girls learned how to play on a tennis court with broken glass everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, your dreams don't have to match your fucking surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's how you know it's
a lit-ass dream.
It's a lit-ass motherfucking dream. And if you could do so much as to think about it, then you can make it a reality. Mm-hmm. Like, no one... I just want to encourage black people to innovate for themselves.
And give yourself time.
Yeah.
Give yourself time. Allow the resources. Allow yourself to get clarity. You ain't on nobody's timeline but your own.
Practice.
And don't, just because the conditions, and we can say, you know, just do it, or you more than the conditions. Like, all of that is real. And you have the right to pursue it at every single level. You are not wedded just because you start doing makeup at a particular level. You aren't wedded to continue at that level. You aren't beholden to remain at the current level that you are. Just start.
Just start. That's all I'm saying.
Just start.
Because it's really cool to see where you start and how practice can get you closer and closer to your dream.
Man, and if you want to, like, something else that's giving me joy is I'm realizing I bought a tree earlier this summer, and I realized that it's growing. Like, the roots are sticking up out of the pot.
Yes.
And I saw an old picture or an older picture from a flashback of the picture, and the tree was so small. And here it is thriving and growing. And it's like, even though I'm not watching this plant actively, not documenting every single change this plant is going through, it's clear that it's growing. And like, that's the same thing that's happening. We don't have to stand against a wall and mark our height anymore. But we have to trust that we are still growing and learning and becoming better. And just, and like, yeah, just watching that tree and thinking about that tree. Like, I don't know how, I don't know what I did. I just make sure it's water. Right. And I just go on about my day. And then here I am in full last September on the way to my October. And like, she's getting, or, you know, I think my tree is actually gender nonconforming. But bun is still thriving and looking like abundance and just showing like the growth that probably has happened with me over the last few months.
That's
you
the
know?
Great thing about
it's just
plants.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Ashe. Well, you know, that's our show for this week, y'all.
I hope you feel better, Amber.
Me too. Shit. I do not have the time. I'm trying to be healthy for the weekend, you know?
These people want these jokes.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, if y'all really enjoyed the episode, if you didn't, you still need to give us some money on PayPal.
Trust black women. Go ahead and trust us, bitch. Hit send, motherfuckers.
Hit us up.
Y'all know we worked hard for it, goddamn. We work at 5-6 jobs and still. I told you I'm sick. Cover the cost of my medicine. Will you help a child today?
In the arms.
I'm sick.
Hit us up and pay.
I've been purging fuckboys and now I'm sick.
And white supremacy.
And white supremacy at the same time in the same month. How I'm purging patriarchy and whiteness. I'm purging white supremacist capitalistic patriarchy. And I decided to overachieve in that as well. And did it all August, bitch. I'm sick now.
Break every chain. And the only reason why I'm not sick is I started a regimen that includes ginger and almost everything that I consume.
Man, I got me some multivitamins. I'm about to just hit it with the turmeric.
I'm about to go home and, you know, wash my hands and take some vitamins before I go to bed. Maybe blend me some more ginger, you know. Right. Just get my turmeric.
Put it directly in my veins.
So paypal.me/blackjoy.
Thank you. Y'all been doing good with it.
Yeah, thank y'all so much. We appreciate it.
We read all the messages.
We do.
We feel so honored that you all see this as a part of you as well. Like, when we talk, I like think about the Black Joy Jubilee all the time because there's just so much wealth and knowledge there. Even the love you all show to our guests who have been on the show, like,
beautiful.
It's amazing.
I'm so happy that y'all following each other. Like, I just see y'all names under the accounts that I think are lit, like, that we have talked about. Yeah. And there y'all are just liking and supporting
just
each other.
Just hearts everywhere. Hand claps. Black little hand emotions. Y'all are so fucking supportive.
Y'all out here, goddamn, being live, being woke, goddamn, boycotting L'Oreal and they affiliates and stuff.
Telling me to boycott L'Oreal.
Man,
goddamn.
I did not know NYX was in there. So, y'all, we gotta stop buying NYX. You know, tell Rihanna we need some more of them colors over there at Fenty. You know, we got ideas for lip kits and colors for Fenty.
I fucking thought.
Have y'all seen Rihanna's lip game, lip color game? She gotta be about to give us some ill ass lip.
I'm sure.
I would gladly take all the mattes from Rihanna.
Girl, listen. So where can they find you online for when you test out these beauty products on yourself?
Yeah, the non-L'Oreal ones.
Yes.
Y'all can find me at... Shout out to team. All I need is one mic. You can find me at Jazz On Your Mind on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can primarily find me on... If you want the exclusive material before it gets shared on Insta Story, follow me on Snapchat.
Ashe. And I'm just Amber J. Phillips across social media platforms that include Twitter, Instagram, and you can follow me on Facebook. And make sure you follow the Black Joy Mixtape at Black Joy Mixtape on Twitter and Instagram. And hit up the website sometime. See what we got going on there called theblackjoymixtape.com. Also, y'all, fall is coming up. You might want to get your Petty Black Feminist shit on and popping. Tell your cousins. Again, Fridays, Hit us with the hashtag. Tell people you listening. Give us your best gifs, emotion reactions. I want to see all that shit.
Hashtag Black Joy Mixtape. No the with the hashtag, though. I know it's confusing. Only use the Black Joy Mixtape when hitting up the website and the email. Otherwise, it's hashtag Black Joy Mixtape and at Black Joy Mixtape on Twitter, Instagram. All right?
All right. Great show, Jasmine.
Great show, Amber.
This is Amber J. Phillips, the High Priestess of Black Joy.
And this is Jasmine in the South.
And you just listened to the Black Joy Mixtape.
Tell me why you flexing? You acting like this nigga compared to Odell Beckham. And you keep wasting your time trying to check him. Girl, move on, he been dipped since you met him. Get your bands up, go ahead, boss up. That F-boy go up, wish he can't screw up. And now you can't get off my line. That's how you hit me up about a nigga, I'ma make him mine. But I like my man fine. Billionaires, that's so grinding. Same taste. No.